This past week has been a busy time for the Missouri Senate. While bills are starting to be placed on the calendar for floor debate, budget discussions and committees have taken up most of the days, and I am committed to finding solutions that benefit the constituents of the 12th Senate District. This week, the Missouri State Capitol saw an influx of individuals from the Great Northwest as the annual event, called the Great Northwest Days, took place on Tuesday, February 4th, and Wednesday, February 5th. This event is used to show the importance and the economic impact of our area upon the entire state. I was encouraged by the amount of constituents, businesses, and local entities that made their presence known in our state capital. The Senate Appropriations Committee heard testimony from the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations, the Department of Corrections, and the Department of Public Safety. The Local Government, Election, and Pensions Committee debated Senate Bill 62 that is aimed at securing Missouri elections by requiring documentary proof of citizenship and the removal of individuals from voter rolls who do not identify as citizens of the United States. In the Senate Education Committee, Senator Moon and I presented Senate Bill 49 to the committee that would allow for school districts to employ or accept chaplains as volunteers. I believe that educators, counselors, and administrative staff do a good job of educating our youth, but rules and regulations have burdened and not allowed our teachers an adequate amount of time with students. Allowing a school district to employ or have a chaplain as a volunteer would benefit student teachers and provide schools with additional resources to address students' emotional and spiritual needs. On the Senate floor, we perfected six bills, including a bill I sponsored, Senate Bill 50. Senate Bill 50 would hopefully address problems relating to the construction of new jail facilities for our counties. Senate Bill 50 was perfected by a voice vote and was third read and finally passed by a vote of 30-1. Additionally, an amendment that I supported was filed on a bill being debated that would remove the sunset on the prohibition on the prescription and administration of cross-sex hormones or puberty-blocking drugs for the purpose of gender transition for persons under the age of 18. If this sunset is not removed, the prohibition would expire on August 28, 2027.